Hey y'all, it's B, the tax lien strategist. So I'm off this morning to do paperwork until noon, and so I'm responding to emails, and occasionally I will respond on this on a segment, because I think these are good questions and people need to hear it. So this man wanted to know, he says, all due respect, I just want to know, what do you mean when you say that you are training Black people to invest in tax lien properties in urban areas? Is that a dog whistle? No, it's not. It's a very clear and concise statement, and I'll tell you why. Someone has to look out for us, okay? Gentrification is almost on the level of violence. We've been told for years that especially in some urban settings, when you use the word historical, that properties are supposed to be built on are supposed to be built on a certain level in a certain way. And when you receive your, city planning, you get all that done, all those things done that you do before you develop, these things are told. Gentrification has pretty much thumbed its nose up in the air at all rules. And they're throwing up just basically a bunch of trash, even in supposed to be historical areas. And it goes to show you the disrespect that it has for the people who are here. Now, to address the people who say, okay, I know you live in Third Ward. I know you have care, custody, and control over a lot of lots in Third Ward. By that, what they mean is we're in contact with heirs, we're in contact with the owners. We'll do whatever we got to do to keep these properties from taken by quiet title actions. So there are certain things that we'll do to make sure that to safeguard these properties and make sure they aren't tampered with and touched before these developers get a hold to them. Now, back to what I was saying. Gentrification is so, I use the term violent to kind of explain at the speed and the effect that it has on people in the neighborhood. But someone wanted to know, well, why aren't you saying the fact, what do you mean that Black people, what do you mean this is, the area that they live in, the area that they belong in, and the areas that, they're indigenous to? So he wants me to talk about the fact that Jews lived in Third Ward before Black people long time ago. But what you don't know is that there was Jews rushed out of Third Ward with a vengeance when your Black professionals, doctors and lawyers and people like that started moving in, because these are stately. Some of these are mansions over here. Some of these are considered mansions. These are stately homes. These are older homes with a lot of character, and a lot of these areas are considered historic for preservation. So they left. Nobody ran them out. Nobody used quiet title actions to take their property. Nobody used tax assessments to run them out. Whites didn't accept the Jews, so they ended up in what's considered Third Ward. When Blacks started coming, they ran to, I wouldn't say like River Oaks, but, like the Meyerland area. People who know Houston know what I'm talking about. The Meyerland area. Because, your everyday Jew wasn't even accepted in River Oaks. Everybody kind of out there now. But the point is, that's why. Know your history when you contact me and say things to me. Know the history before you do that. And so the reason I say that I am deliberately, yes, I am doing it deliberately, making sure that Black people get educated and know and get training about how to invest in tax liens, because number one, that's how we're losing them. And number two, who else is going to look out for us? Somebody got to look out for us. Somebody has to work for us. So, yes, I do two things. I protect our groups like seniors, veterans, and our disabled to help make sure they can age in place. And then I train young Black professionals or whomever need to know to invest in these tax liens. Do I have people from all walks of life as clients? Of course. A lot of my wholesaling buyers are non-Black. And I've been with them a long time. They know me. They know how I feel about these things. They do it right, because you know they do it right, and I thank them for that. This is a public podcast, so it's for everyone. But I'm not gonna lie. Why lie? I am training because if I don't make sure Black people get a piece of this pie, they won't own anything. Gentrification will be in full effect. They won't own anything. So, yes, I am especially looking out for Black investors. But the Black developers aren't looking out for you. They're not. I blame a lot of Black people for this because we don't understand what is happening to us. Oh, yeah, we talk about it. We go to civic club meetings. We shake our head in unison and in agreement. But when we leave, we're not doing anything. But raising our voices in civic club meetings and go home and think nothing about anything else. Yes, I am vigorously and decidedly making sure that Black people get the word out that I am especially training them to invest, because everyone else is looking out for everybody else. And I'm not going to go on here and talk about how the other races are so united. No, they're not. These other folk, everybody, all these other races of folk, are, if they're not white, there is a wall of oppression built up for them by whites, just like it is for anybody else. It's just that they give in to it. A lot of them give in to it because they want to get along. And they soon find out that they're on the other end of racism and oppression too. It's just that Black people know that we are. We don't need to continue to be told and shown. We already know that we are. So we go to work. And I go to work because I owe it to my people to not be homeless. I owe it to, it's no sense in me being a community advocate and driving by someone's homeless and I know why they're homeless. My life would be a lie. And so that's me. That's who I am. That's what I do. Of course, I train everybody and anybody who pays for the course. Of course, I will consult with anybody and everybody who pays me and wants their titles cured. But why? Who the hell am I afraid of that I have to lie? And who am I afraid to not impress? I work. I started this off about Black people, and I'm going to end this life about Black people and making sure that we have somewhat of a level playing field out here, because somebody has to look out for us. Because right now, our people are so busy thinking that, you know, their neighbors in gentrified areas are different than their ancestors. And then they, you know, walk away so dejected and so with your feelings hurt. Why y'all keep wanting your feelings hurt? I don't know. Everybody thinks they know us. So it's okay for us to think they know everybody else until they individually show us different. And I ain't talking about talking with each other over the fence. I'm saying, if you want to test your friendships, let's just come on out with it. Ask your friends, honestly, would they trade places with you? That's all you got to do. Ask them, would they trade places with a Black person? Don't let them hem and haw and say things like, because then they're going to be trying to qualify us as their ancestors did, making some of us better than. One thing I do not do, I do not drag Black people with non-drag people. Even if in some instances I agree, I won't do it. People are looking for an inroad to getting you to agree with some things that they believe, and you'll never get it from me. Anyway, You can, anybody who wants to find out the date of the next course, they're welcome to contact me. And we'll talk about some new course topics we have coming up. We're talking about all these things now because investors listen to this podcast just as much as sellers do. And so they know, as an investor, they're smart enough to know that at some point they're going to be a seller too. And if they don't help the purchasers, they don't help the sellers get their title straight, they won't get clear title. Because y'all are going to have to stop going to court getting these quiet title actions because you don't have the knowledge and the skills and the wherewithal to know how to clear title. And learn the truth about why you can't clear title and then fix it that way. Anyway, I'll talk to y'all on the next one.